Hey there, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. In this podcast, I want to share some thoughts on cross training. And cross training came up the other day when I was talking with a rider, and I realized that cross training was being used and is typically used by most people is kind of a catch-all term that's used to describe anything done outside of your sport. And so basically you have your sport and then, you know, everything from, doing yoga or some sort of like stretching to, playing another sport are all considered cross training because you're getting outside of your sport, crossing over and doing something other than just your sport. But the reality is that not all cross training is created equal. And I think that a lot of times riders fall victim to not understanding that there are two types of cross training that, you know, you can definitely make use of both types, but that one type is way more important and is a vital component of your program. And the second type is nice, but it's kind of like the icing on the cross training cake. And if you have the time and energy for it, then great. And if not, then you'd be better off, you know, spending your time focusing on this other level. So anyways, without spending too much time trying to build the suspense needlessly, let's just get into it. So the first type of cross training, and the one that I think is the most important type, is the one that works on your basic movement and strength. And this training is going to be geared towards improving your specific weaknesses and improving the things you need for your primary sport. And so this is the level that addresses your basic human movement and function, and it lays the athletic foundation you need to be a better rider. Now, the important thing in that is the fact that you're working on improving your specific weaknesses and working on improving the things you need for your primary sport. And so this is where things start to get a little fuzzy because there's cross-training methods that don't necessarily do that. And that's getting into the second level, which is where you're actually kind of participating in another sport. And so, again, for example, like, you know, I know I talk about CrossFit a lot, and one of the reasons is it's so popular. But, again, this is where the line kind of gets a little fuzzy. And when riders are saying, well, I'm doing CrossFit, you know, as cross-training, it's not a really effective means of cross-training because CrossFit is almost a sport in and of itself. And so it's almost more of that second layer of cross training because most of the time you're not getting something that's working on improving your specific weaknesses and also geared towards the things that you need for your sport, which in our case is mountain biking. And so that's what makes a good program for you is something that addresses those things. So again, you're wanting to address your basic human movement and function at this level. And so, you know, really the movement quality is the primary thing that you're trying to look at, and then trying to build a good strength foundation on top of that movement quality. And so, you know, the higher your movement quality is, the easier everything else is going to be to do. And so, you know, it's going to definitely pay off in your training and both in your riding. And so, you know, being efficient is one of the primary goals of your training. And so, if you're not moving efficiently off the bike, then you're not going to do it on the bike. And so, but that leads us into the next level, if you will, of cross training, which is the participating in another sport. So using something, you know, like hiking or trail running or, you know, skiing, rock climbing, you know, doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu or some other sort of martial art. So, you know, this level helps keep your movement vocabulary broad by exposing your body to movement skills outside of your primary sport. And this reinforces your movement base. And again, this is important because it's just, you know, remember, you're not a mountain biker. You're a human being that rides a mountain bike. And so when you neglect the mountain or the human being part of that, then the mountain biker side will suffer as well. And so the whole point of cross training is to make sure you're keeping the human side of the thing, of the equation, healthy and moving well and, you know, not getting a real narrow movement vocabulary. Again, you know, if you're just continually doing the same things over and over and over again, your body gets, one, very efficient at doing those things, but it also stops being efficient at doing anything else but that. And so, you know, being able to do things off of your bike, it's so important for us to, you know, do some things that get our body moving in different ways and expose us to different kinds of, you know, just demands and movements than what we're doing on the bike. Because as great as riding is, you know, we can become one-dimensional human beings that way, and that is going to actually make it harder for us to progress as riders over the long term. Now, one of the main goals of cross training is to restore and maintain balance. And this is in an effort to improve long-term performance through fewer overuse injuries. And so again, if you're just doing the same movement patterns over and over and over again, then your body will start to develop, you know, it will develop dysfunctions around that. It will get very good at those, start to lose other basic, you know, movement functions. And this is what starts to develop overuse injuries. You're overusing certain joints or using them in an inefficient manner. And that is going to wear them down over time, and also wearing down the, you know, ligaments and tendons and stuff like that that are with the joints. So that's what we're trying to avoid, and one of the main things that we're trying to address with cross training. Because again, if you're hurt, it doesn't matter how fit you are. And so, you know, spending some time making sure that you suffer from fewer overuse injuries, or that you're able to recover from those injuries quicker, will really help over the long term. I mean, over the course of several years, if you've missed significantly less training time because you've done those things that keep you from being injured as much, compared to somebody who didn't, who focused more time on just riding and didn't worry about these other things, and they spent more time injured, you know, you will come out on top over the, you know, the long run. And so that's where, you know, one of the things you want to keep in mind. But what this means in the big picture is that just doing different types of cycling is not really cross training. So riding a road bike is not cross training. Doing cyclocross is not cross training. You know, it's different from mountain biking. But when you're really looking at what is the goal of cross training, you start to realize that just doing different types of cycling isn't far enough removed from our primary sport for it to really start to count as true cross training. It's not really exposing us to different movement patterns and different movement demands, and it's definitely not providing a way to address the overuse injuries and stuff and overuse movement patterns that come from mountain biking. In fact, if anything, we're just kind of laying more stress on those same ones. So, you know, if you're looking to cross train, then I suggest getting away from the bike. So what this leads to is, what does a good cross training program consist of? Like, when we're talking about cross training, you know, what would I suggest? And I suggest that you are looking at first and foremost, 2 to 3 days of targeted mobility and strength work. And that addresses that first level. And then if you have the time and energy, then adding in 1 to 2 days of an alternate activity each week. So that would be a good balanced cross training program. So again, 2 to 3 days of targeted mobility and strength work, you know, 1 to 2 days of some sort of alternate activity, coupled in with your regular riding, and that will keep you moving well. It'll keep you healthy. It'll improve your performance. Just, you know, support all the things that you need to perform well on your bike, which is really the ultimate goal. So for me, again, like, I want to ride well. I enjoy riding often, but if riding a little bit less often and doing a few things helps me ride better, you know, that for me, that's a good trade-off. And so, and that's actually, you know, that's the reality of the situation, is that, you know, riding more and not making time for this stuff is not going to make you a better rider than riding a little bit less and making time for this stuff. So, but again, it's just, you know, you don't have to do a lot of, you know, it doesn't have to be crazy. We're not talking hours and hours each week. We're just talking about a small targeted time investment to address these things, as well as doing, you know, some sort of other activity. I mean, getting out for going for a walk even could kind of, you know, count in that, you know, definitely count in that cross training thing. You know, go for a half hour walk with your, you know, significant other, or just, you know, whatever, just do something outside of riding every once in a while, you know, as an alternate activity to just kind of, again, put that icing on the cake, if you will. So So that's it. I mean, that's kind of my take on cross training. Just remember that, you know, participating in some other activity is better than nothing, you know, but a lot of times just doing that, so just playing another sport or participating in some sort of other sport as your only means of cross training, a lot of times will lead to other overuse injuries and weaknesses and stuff. So, again, like, make sure you're addressing that first layer, you know, with good targeted strength and mobility work, and then you're adding on that second layer of some other sort of activity or sport. And, again, it'll really, really pay off for you, you know, both on and off the trail. So that's it. Cross training 101, if you will. If you got any questions about this, you know, about the cross training in general or how you could apply that to what you're doing with your training, you know, feel free to visit my blog at bikejames.com and, you know, post a comment on this blog post, and I'll be happy to get to it as soon as I can. So that's it for now. You know, while you're there at bikejames.com, be sure to check out my training programs and, you know, definitely check out my personal coaching website. You know, it's a great resource. It's got all the strength, cardio, and skills training stuff, annual training plans, weekly training calendars, you know, access to me through the forum. I mean, it is definitely the most complete mountain bike training resource in the world. And so there for you to check out. It's just a buck to check it out for 2 weeks. And so maybe I'll see you there. But anyway, so once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. And like I said, you can check me out on the web at bikejames.com. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast, and I will talk to you in the next one.